The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How crazy do you have to be before you are ineligible to be executed in Texas? That's the essential question swirling around the fate of Scott Panetti. No one, not even the prosecutors who put him on death row, argue that he's sane. A schizophrenic since he was a teenager, at his trial he wore a purple cowboy suit, a 10-gallon hat, and tried to call a variety of witnesses to testify in his defense, including President John F. Kennedy, Pope John Paul II, and Jesus Christ. Scott Munro was Panetti's court-appointed standby attorney, on standby because Panetti insisted on defending himself against charges carrying the death penalty.
I think most people would start off by saying, that guy's got to be crazy to do that. And in this case, there was a lot of truth to that. There was never a doubt, ever, that Scott was mentally ill.
But the question now is how mentally ill? In 2002, the Supreme Court banned the execution of the mentally impaired, calling it cruel and unusual punishment and therefore unconstitutional. But the court has permitted the execution of mentally ill death row inmates, provided they have a factual and rational understanding of why they're being killed. Panetti's lawyers say that he doesn't, and they're urging the Supreme Court to save his life. So are a group of conservative activists in Texas who, unusually, are calling for clemency, saying Panetti's execution could undermine public support in the state's criminal justice system. Watching and waiting, Scott Panetti's father, Jack.
I've lost a lot of faith in the justice system, and I've lost a lot of faith in, even in my country. I can't believe that they let this happen, you know, in the United States.
The Texas Pardons Board voted 7-0 earlier this week to proceed with the execution. It's due to take place at 6 o'clock local time in Texas on Wednesday night. An execution even some supporters of capital punishment say should be stopped. For Checkpoint, I'm Simon Marks in Washington. I'm Simon Marks in Washington for World Watch.